Yemei Harachamim v'Haratzon and Elul. And as we know, this Matzai Shabbos, we will begin to recite the Slichos, and that will continue straight through Yom HaKippurim, throughout the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So I'd like to just speak a little bit about the Halachos of Slichos. So we begin with this age-old practice of saying Slichos, and that is a practice that people get up early in the morning, and they are marbe betachanunim. We offer many extra prayers, more so than we would offer on a regular day, because we assume that this time of year is an auspicious time. This time of year is a time when we're going to be listened to more so than other times of year. And this is why we decide to do it now. Now, it happens to be there are varying minhagim about how the slichos should be recited and when. This is not uniform. It's not universal. Many communities have different minhagim. The Ran in Maseches Rosh Hashanah quotes three minhagim. Number one, says the Ran, there are those communities in Barcelona where they have the practice to start reciting the Slichos on Chaf Hei Elul. Why do they start reciting? It sounds like an arbitrary day. Why on Chaf Hei Elul? So the Ran writes, the reason why is because the assumption is that Tchilas Briyas HaOlam, the beginning of the creation of the world, began on Chaf Hei Elul. So therefore, that's a very important date. That's a very important time. So that's why we should begin to say the Slichos on Chaf Hei Elul. He then quotes the Minigin Girona, other communities, where he says they start saying Slichos on Rosh Hashanah, and they continue through the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and they end on Yom HaKippurim, which makes a lot of sense. Those are the real critical days of the year, Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, and therefore he says that's why we would recite Slichos then. However, as we know, the minig of the Sfardim, as the Shulchan Aruch writes, is that they already have started to recite the Slichos from the beginning of Chodesh Elul, and that plays very much to what we spoke about yesterday, that already from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu it was assumed that these block of 40 days, starting from Rosh Chodesh Elul through Yom HaKippurim, are considered to be Yemei HaRachamim V'HaRatzon, and therefore the Sfardim feel that it's appropriate to say Slichos and to add extra Tfilos every day of this very important time of year. So the Tur in Siman Tavkuf Pei Aleph quotes many different Minhagim, but then if you look in the Taz and the Magen Avram, they tell us that there are another two reasons why it is that Minhag Ashkenaz has developed, that we recite Slichos for 4 days at the minimum before Rosh Hashanah. Why do we arbitrarily decide to recite Slichos 4 days before Rosh Hashanah? Now this year, we're going to start a week before Rosh Hashanah because we don't have the 4 days. We always begin on a Matzoi Shabbos, and we're not going to have the 4 days, so therefore we go a week in advance. But the minimum always has to be 4 days. Writes the Taz and the Magen Avram, very simple. Because really, they say, you're supposed to fast the entire duration of Aseres Yemei Tshuva every single day. If a person takes tshuva seriously, and you understand the severity of the moment, then you will fast every day to try to gain yourself an atonement, to try to gain a kapara. So really, you should be fasting from the beginning of Aseres Yemei Tshuva through Yom HaKippurim. However, they write that there are 4 days that are automatically knocked out, that you're not allowed to fast on. Number one, you have Rosh Hashanah, which is 2 days. So that's two out of the picture immediately. Then you have, in the course of 10 days, you're obviously going to have a Shabbos in there somewhere. So Shabbos, you're not allowed to fast. And number four, we have a special mitzvah on Erev Yom Kippur that you have to eat. So therefore, those 4 days in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, you're not allowed to fast. So they say we have to make it up. You have to make up the 4 days because there's a special skula to fast for 10 days straight. And therefore, we begin to say the Slichos 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, in order that we should have in mind that we should fast on those 4 days as well. Now that happens to be, I've never met anybody that fasts throughout the Aseres Yemei Tshuva or who begins 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. Maybe there are great tzaddikim who do that, but I've never come across them. And that's what the Taz and the Magen Avram say, seems to be a practice that was very much accepted all over the world. However, there's another reason that the Be'er Heitiv quotes and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it la'alacha as well, and this is a very famous and important, a very meaningful idea as to why we always begin a minimum of 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. So the answer that the Be'er Heitiv gives is because if you look at the Psukim on that describe the Yom Tov, the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, the Pasuk says as follows, U'vachodesh hashvi'i be'echad achodesh, mikra kodesh yelachem kal meleches avodah lo sa'asu, on the first day of this month of Tishrei, this is considered to be a Yom Tov. It's a holiday. You're not allowed to do malacha. Yom Trua Yielachem. This is a day on which we're supposed to blow the shofar. Va'asisem ola l'reach nichoach la'ashem. Says the Pasuk, and you should make a carbon. You should offer a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash on this holiday, the same way we would on Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, every other Yom Tov throughout the year. So we offer a carbon on this day as well. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, If you contrast the way that this pasuk is formulated, you will notice that there's one different word that's mentioned here, as opposed to all the other Yamim Tovim that are described in Parshas Pinchas or Parshas Re'eh, all the different places. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the reason why is, we find in Parshas Pinchas that we're told on every single Yom Tov, V'hikrav Tem Ola, you have to sacrifice. And yet, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the pasuk goes out of its way and uses a different term, which is V'asisem Ola, you have to make an Ola. Says the Mishnah Berurah, isn't that curious? Isn't it strange? Why would the Torah say you should make an Ola? I don't create an animal. I don't make the behema. I don't make the animal and then bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So I sacrifice the animal that was made by God Himself. Why do I say Va'asisem when it comes to Rosh Hashanah? Explains the Mishnah Berurah, the reason why is because Lelamed Sheber Rosh Hashanah, that on Rosh Hashanah, our objective is not simply to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, but rather Yasa Adam Atzmo Kilu Makrives Atzmo. On Rosh Hashanah, the idea is a person should create a carbon in himself. A person should consider him or herself as the carbon. I am offering myself to God. I am selfless on Rosh Hashanah. I want to give everything that I have to Him. And therefore the Torah says, Va'asisem. And therefore says the Mishnah Berurah, because we have this idea that we're supposed to make ourselves as if we are being sacrificed to God Himself on Rosh Hashanah, therefore, Kavu Arba Yamim. Therefore, they always made sure to have slichos for 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. The same way that we have a concept, whenever one offers a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, you need to do Bikur HaKarbon. You need to spend 4 days investing. You need to investigate and study and clearly inspect the animal to make sure there's no mum, to make sure there's no blemish, to make sure it's worthy to be brought on the Mizbeach. So too says the Mishnah Berurah, we need to spend at least 4 days investigating ourselves and inspecting to make sure that we are worthy of presenting ourselves in front of the Ribono Shel Olam and sacrificing of ourselves to Him on Rosh Hashanah. Now the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, but it's really a Talmud Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi writes it explicitly, and the Yerushalmi there in Maseches Rosh Hashanah contrasts the word V'hikravtem by all the other Yamim Tovim to the word V'asisem that we have by Rosh Hashanah. And it says, Amar Lehen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God said to all of us, Mikivan Shenechnastem Ledin Lefanai B'Rosh Hashanah, once you have passed before me a judgment on Rosh Hashanah V'yatzasem B'Shalom, and now you have come out and I have said that you are going to be worthy of another year of life, Mala Ani Aleichem Ki'ilu Nivreisem Briach Hadasha, says the Yerushalmi, it is considered like you are now a completely new person. You've given yourself up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He's given you back to yourself again, and He's renewed your life, and you have the ability to start all over again. So, building on this theme, 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, looking into a karbon, looking into ourselves, and making sure that we have the opportunity to say slichos and to use that opportunity as much as we can, I was reminded of a Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Dafta Zayin, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael, God tells the Jewish people, Tiku lefanai b'shofar shal ayil, we're supposed to go on Rosh Hashanah and blow a shofar of an ayil, which is a ram. Why do we particularly use the shofar of an ayil? Says the Gemara, V'ani ezkar lachem elo shal Yitzchak ben Avram. You're supposed to use the shofar, the horn made from a ram, because that will remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of that story of Akedas Yitzchak that happened so many centuries, so many generations ago, so many millennia ago. But every year we want to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the schus of Avram Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu by the Akedas Yitzchak. Now, just as an aside, there's a comment I was talking to Reb David Mandelbaum, a big Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, who was recently discussing this Gemara, and he mentioned to me a beautiful comment made by the father of Reb Simcha Buna Mipshischa. I don't know who his father was, but he said that he asked a very obvious question. On Rosh Hashanah, if we want to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the great schus of the Akedas Yitzchak, why is it that we choose to take an item which is the shofar? After all, the shofar is not what Avraham Avinu did. We should really take a knife. We should stand up in the middle of shul with a knife, which is what Avraham Avinu brought to the Mizbeach, to the Akedah, and we should wave a knife around the shul. We should be careful, obviously, but everybody should hold a knife in their hands and say, look, this is the similar knife to Avraham Avinu who was willing to take it and kill his own son all for you. Why do we choose to take the shofar as opposed to the knife, which was the item that Avraham Avinu himself brought to the Akedah, if we want to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the schus? So he said the answer is as follows, that when we want to remind the Ribono Shel Olam of the schus of the Akedah, he says, more important than reminding him of the karban, of the Jews' willingness to sacrifice themselves on the altar for God Himself, More important is to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have rachmanis on us. That the same way he was merachim, the same way he had mercy on Yitzchak Avinu, and he sent that ram in its place, and he said, I want you not to give up your life. I want you to live out your life. I want you to enjoy your life. I want you to have a meaningful life. And you should not sacrifice yourself ultimately. So too we remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, and we say, don't focus too much on all of our problems. Don't focus on all the reasons why we don't deserve to have life. We want you to be reminded of the shofar shel ayil. We want you to be reminded of your rachmanus that you had on us. We were willing to sacrifice, but you said absolutely not. You said that it's worthy of living on life, and therefore we remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu in particular of the shofar, and we choose not to bring a sakin into the Beis HaKnesses on Rosh Hashanah, even though perhaps that would highlight our Mesiras Nefesh as a people, but we would rather highlight the chesed and the rachmanos and the grace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So the Gemara says there that we take a shofar shel ayil on Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara says when we go and we blow that shofar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mala ani aleichem, I consider it, when you blow that shofar, ki'ilu akadetem atzmechem. It is considered as if you have sacrificed yourselves on Rosh Hashanah. Once again, we find this idea of Rosh Hashanah being a time where we're supposed to give ourselves completely to the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin where we're told that Rav, one of the greatest Amoraim, decided that he wanted to learn how to distinguish, how to differentiate between certain blemishes in an animal to know whether or not they're worthy to go on the Mizbeach. Not everything's so obvious. So the Gemara says that Rav decided to leave his town for 12 months, and he went to live on a farm, and he wanted to study all the different animals and all the different illnesses, and he wanted to know which ones are able to still be brought as a carbon and which ones perhaps are not. It took him 12 months. So Rav Aaron Leib Steinman has in one of his Sfarim, he said that from there you learn, sometimes it's not so easy to be able to identify a mum that an animal has. It's not so easy to be able to detect when there's something that would disqualify an animal or discredit an animal from being brought to the Beis HaMikdash. Said Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, it took Rav, the great Amora, who knew all the halachas, it took him 12 months to live on a farm, to understand how to differentiate the difference between this kind of animal and that kind of animal, and this kind of blemish and that one. And he said, certainly when we look through ourselves, it's also not so easy to always be able to identify all of the problems that we need to work on. Sometimes it could take us 12 months or perhaps a lot longer to be able to notice and to recognize an issue that has to be worked on. But that's really what this time of year is all about. So when we speak about the slichos, the Shulchan Aruch very famously writes, Noagim lakom ba'shmuras haboker, we have a practice to wake up early in the morning, and when we wake up early, we say slichos v'tachanunim me'rosh chodesh el ad yom kippurim. Now the Magen Avraham writes, when are you supposed to say this? Ba'shmuras haboker means early in the morning. So the Magen Avraham says that we should make sure not to say it earlier in the evening. So what's this all about? What's the issue? So the story goes as follows. This is Zohar HaKadosh. I don't know the Zohar at all, but the Achronim quote the Zohar HaKadosh in this context, and they say that this world seems to work in cycles. I don't know exactly what this means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes works differently, different times of the day, different times of the year. So the Zohar HaKadosh writes that one has to know when we deal with the cycle of the day, the Ribbono Shel Olam has some times which are considered Midas HaDin, and other times where he looks at the world with Midas HaRachamim, with Rachmanus. So he says that we're told that already starting from Mincha time, Midas HaDin kicks in, and that doesn't stop until Chatzos HaLaila, until halfway through the night. That's when Midas HaRachamim begins. And this is why David HaMelech says, Chatzos Laila Akum Lehodes Lecha Hashem Al Mishpatei Tzidkecha. David HaMelech got up every evening at Chatzos, and he chose not to get up earlier because he said, Midas HaRachamim begins at Chatzos HaLaila, and therefore he decided that that's the appropriate time to start praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to start giving him all of the Tehillim. As we know it, David HaMelech used to offer those at Chatzos HaLaila. And therefore, writes the Zohar HaKadosh, one should understand that until Chatzos HaLaila, that's always considered to be a time of din. And therefore, he says it's not an appropriate time for a person to offer a slicha when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Yoshev al Kiseh HaRachamim. It wouldn't make sense for us to offer extra special tefillos when we know that he's not really susceptible as much as he would be later on to accept them. So much so, the Mishneh Berurah quotes as the halacha, and the Magen Avraham writes it as well, so much so that the Matei Ephraim takes it so far, and he writes that if one is in a place where they're saying slichos before Chatzos HaLaila, he says you shouldn't even answer. You shouldn't even respond. You should not answer even when they're saying Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim. You should not respond because it's not appropriate to say the Slichos before Chatzos HaLaila. Slichos are supposed to be said afterwards. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a famous tshuva where he was asked about a community where they were afraid to go outside at night and it was dangerous if they're going to go outside at 12:30, 1 o'clock at night, or we have people who are Cholim Uzkenim, whatever it is, they can't be up so late at night. So the Shaila was asked, what should they do? And Rav Moshe famously said, if the option is either to say Slichos at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, or if you don't do that, then they won't say Slichos at all, Lo Yis'oru L'tshuva, they're never going to have an opportunity to be uplifted or to be inspired throughout the process of tshuva. So then he said, we'll allow them to do the Slichos before Chatzos HaLaila, said Rav Moshe. However, Rav Moshe himself wrote, even when he gave the Heter, in this extenuating circumstance, Rav Moshe said, Avot Sarach Lefarsim, we need to make sure to publicize, Ulo Hodia, we need to let everybody know, Shehu Rak Horasha Mipnei HaDechak, Rak B'Shana Hazu, that this is something that should be done only when you have extreme circumstances like this situation that Rav Moshe was addressing. Ulo Shana Haba, he says, the next year when we're not so scared to go outside, or whatever it is, we're not in the same circumstance as we were the year before, Yomru Slichas Bizman. And this is something that I think many people have forgotten. There are some shuls that started minyanim that are earlier than chatzos because there were very particular considerations for people who were cholim, for people who were zkenim, for people who couldn't stay up late at night or who couldn't wake up early in the morning. Maybe that was something that was done as a harasha, but Rav Moshe himself, who is the one who gave that heter, said, if a person is healthy enough and a person is not afraid to go outside at night when it's dark or when it's late, that's something that really is not an appropriate thing to do. And the right time to say the slichos is from Chatzos HaLaila Ve'elech, because that's really when the Midas HaRachamim kicks in, and that's really when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be more generous with offering and accepting the tefillos that are being given throughout the time of Slichos.